The Doorbell Rang by Rex Stout. Copyright 1993 by the estate of Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of The Doorbell Rang was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1999 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. Since it was the deciding factor, I might as well begin by describing it. It was a pink slip of paper, 3 inches wide and 7 inches long, and it told the First National City Bank to pay to the order of Nero Wolfe $100,000, signed Rachel Bruner. It was there on Wolfe's desk, where Mrs. Bruner had put it. After doing so, she had returned to the red leather chair. She had been there half an hour, having arrived a few minutes after 6 o'clock. Since her secretary had phoned for an appointment only 3 hours earlier, there hadn't been much time to check on her. But more than enough for the widow who had inherited the residual estate of Lloyd Bruner. At least 8 of the several dozen buildings Bruner had left to her were more than 12 stories high, and one of them could be seen from anywhere within eye range, north, east, south, or west. All that had been necessary, really, was to ring Lon Cohen at the Gazette to ask if there was any news not fit to print about anyone named Bruner. But I made a couple of other calls, to a vice president of our bank, and to Nathaniel Parker, the lawyer. I got nothing, except at one point the vice president said, "Oh, a funny thing," and stopped. I asked, "What?" Pause. "Nothing, really."